T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, it's actually a sad state of affairs that as we celebrate Black History Month, we have to talk about something as ugly as what we saw happening in Homewood earlier this week. But because it is Black History Month, we get to celebrate. And today we are doing just that with two folks from Dollar Bank who have an awesome event they're going to tell us about. Carol Nealon is the Vice President of Community Development for the bank. And Dorothy Spangler is the Media Production Specialist at Dollar Bank. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to my new home here at KD Radio.
We're so excited for you.
And I'm happy to have you here, and especially because today we're talking about an amazing exhibit that really outlines the history, a history of African Americans in this region and Dollar Bank.
Absolutely.
So tell me about it.
Well, let me just start. Dorothy has some very interesting particulars, but just to put this in context, our bank was started in 1855. Mm-hmm. So that's 6 years before the Civil War, and it's 5 years after the Fugitive Slave Law was enacted. But the founders of our bank let black men, women, people from all nations across the globe come in and be treated as first-class citizens 6 years before the Civil War.
Wow. And that's huge. That's
huge.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that you have been able to do is, through bank records, really take a look at some of the early depositors and customers of Dollar Bank, which tell a story unto themselves.
Yes, we have a complete collection of handwritten signature ledgers dating back to 1855 and going up through the handwritten versions in the late 1920s. And every depositor who came in to open a savings account would enter their information in those deposit ledgers, in those signature ledgers. So that's how we know who was banking with us. And we made no restrictions, as Carol mentioned, we made no restrictions on who could open an account with us. Anyone could open an account with as little as $1. So it was very affordable to the working class. And we have some amazing stories of our early depositors who came in and opened accounts with us.
Now, I'm going to ask you to share one of those stories before I ask my follow-up question.
Well, I have two ladies I'd like to talk about. I can talk about each of them briefly, if that's okay.
Sure, sure. One
of the ladies was Amanda M. Ware, and she was really a club woman of her time. She lived in the late 1800s, and her CV will leave us feeling rather exhausted. She was a charter member of Avery Mission Church, president of the Avery Mites Missionary Society. She was on the board of directors of the Colored Orphans Home of Pittsburgh and the Home for Colored Youth. She was the first matron of the Colored Orphans Home for 14 years. She ran that institution from its inception, and she was a volunteer at the Aged Colored Women's Home. So this lady lived a life of service.
Wow.
Her husband, George, was the head waiter of the Monongahela House. So there's someone who was just outstanding in her day of making a difference in the lives of people in Pittsburgh. The other lady, very special, she was the granddaughter of Lewis Woodson, and she was the grandmother of a Tuskegee Airman. Her name was Carolyn McGuire Wiley. She opened her account at Dollar Bank in 1873 in trust for her daughter, Mary Virginia Wiley. And what amazes me is that when she opened that account, Mary had been born the day before.
No kidding.
So one day after giving birth, she's in our bank opening an account for her little daughter. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And we're talking giving birth in all probability with a midwife. We're not talking about going into the hospital, most
no
likely.
No hospital, no painkillers. This was 1873.
Well, you know what fascinates me about this as well is that Pittsburgh has such a rich history, and I'm guessing if people come in to look at some of these ledgers, there's a good chance they can learn about their own family histories.
That's very true. That's very true.
Could we talk about one very famous family, actually? We've had many generations to bank with Dollar Bank, but one of my favorite stories is about Dr. John Paul Golden, whose medical bag we now have on display as it was gifted by Pamela Woodson Golden. But his father was Samuel Henry Golden, and he was a porter at the Monongahela House, which is one of the finest hotels west of New York. He secretly doubled as a go-between and helped 10,000 runaway slaves get into Canada over his 50 years being a doorman. And then his son was the first African-American to graduate from what is now Pitts Medical School.
See, what I love about these stories is they are these rich nuggets of African-American history, and you connect them to the bank so it comes full circle. That's what I think is so amazing about these stories.
They really are. In fact, you can see that their commitment to service to community, just as our commitment is to serve our community, the bank's commitment is, their current generations or descendants are still serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
Judy McNeil is descended from the Woodson family as well. She works at the Riverside Center for Innovation. Pamela Woodson Golden is now the executive director of the Pittsburgh Child Guidance Foundation. So the legacy of service you can still see to this day.
It goes on and on. Okay, so before we run out of time, people can actually come by and see these things that we're talking about, correct?
Correct.
Yes. The we have in our Heritage Center at 4th Avenue. It's Dollar Bank's branch at 340 4th Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. Those items are actually on display during banking hours. It's free to the public. People can also go online at dollar.bank/heritage center, and you will see articles and photos of these stories of depositors.
Tremendous. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping by today as we continue to celebrate Black History Month right here on KDKA 1020. Have a great day, ladies.
Thanks, Lynn. It's so good to hear you on the radio.
Well, thanks. It's great to have you here with us as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.